There was an announcement a couple of weeks ago by the Justice Department that the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund is running low on money, and payments in the future might be cut by, ready for this, up to 70%. No, I didn't say 17, 70, 70%. The fund's administrator says nearly $2.4 billion is remaining in the fund, of about $7.4 billion. That's not enough. The belief is it would take about $12 billion to fully fund all of the valid claims. The fund, by the way, in its current state, is set to expire in 2020. And people find it odd, too, that there are still claims just now being made, but that's because all of the first responders who were there among the dust, the rubble, other debris from the 9/11 attacks, the illnesses take quite a few years to develop. Authorities are still expecting thousands of more claims will be filed before the December 31st deadline. There's been about 40,000 people have applied to this fund. It's a federal fund for people with illnesses potentially related to being at the World Trade Center site, Pentagon, or in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. After the attacks, there are about 19,000 claims pending for the fund. So where does this leave things? Well, unfortunately, with Congress to come up with the funding to fully fund the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. Yeah, it does not exactly lift the spirit knowing this, but, well, given that we're into a heavy-duty election year, would there be any politician, any member of Congress, that would be willing to turn their back to our first responders? I mean, it's bad enough. Some people actually saying there should be no funds for the responders since, quote, they were just doing their job. Just doing their job. That is not how we refer to heroes in America. We turn to our police, our firefighters, our EMTs, and give them the respect and the reverence that they so much deserve. While everyone else is running from the danger, remember, these are the heroes on that day and every day that run toward it. So it's time for Congress now to do their job. Stop funding studies of insect mating habits, swamp bridge preservation, or the many other money pits that the champs of pandering seem to be able to find. Instead, if only for this one time, just do what's right and fully fund the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. Because if you don't, the voters can easily give you the free time to find something else to do in another career.